producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, December 29th, 2014. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to have a vintage report from Alex Jones talking about the venal culture coming up in this hour. We've seen this happen with the Sony interview. We saw that transform from just silly gossip about stars that just really took over the media. Then it turned into a kind of a psyop for the CIA, this North Korean narrative. What they wound up doing was promoting assassination and internet control. And, of course, it worked out pretty well for Sony, worked out pretty well for the U.S. government. You got people standing up, singing God Bless America, seeing going to this stupid comedy as an act of patriotism. That's the kind of desperate straits we're in. That's why this is an information war. We need to get people to understand what's going on. We're going to talk about what's behind that. We're also going to talk about the other aspect of assassination. Joe Biggs is going to also be joining us this hour. He's going to be live in the studio. We're going to talk about a new email that actually it's new to me. It's an email from the stash of emails that WikiLeaks got from Stratfor several years ago. It's about 5 million emails. But I don't think they saw this email, at least we didn't see this before and talk about it until just recently. It's an email between people within Stratfor talking about John Brennan's witch hunt against journalists. So we're going to talk to Joe Biggs about that because, of course, Joe Biggs got involved here with InfoWars when he started investigating the death of his friend. We believe it was an assassination of Michael Hastings. And he was one of the people who really took this seriously, more seriously even than Michael Hastings' wife, who after her ties with the administration, she kind of just went quiet. Initially, she seemed to be very upset about it, but then she went quiet. And so Joe kept investigating that. That's why we wanted to have Joe Biggs here. We're also going to have John Rappaport joining us in the third hour talking about another kind of psyop. This psyop in the war of GMO, whether or not we're going to have our food label. But more importantly, I think, is looking at the real source, maybe adjusting our way that we're looking at this issue. Maybe it's not really about labeling. Maybe it's about just stopping it at the source. We've had victories in that. And as John Rappaport talks about in an article that we had on InfoWars.com this last weekend, you can see that right there if you're looking at it, the secret GMO war, double agents, betrayal, and greed. And so we're going to talk to him about that article and about a lot of other things that have just come out about GMO, where he thinks this is going to head this year. We've got an article up today on InfoWars.com, a new article about Monsanto trying to assert a patent over tomatoes, and a non-GMO tomato at that. And as Alex pointed out yesterday, there's also the issue of states trying to crack down on the transfer of seeds. They're attacking our freedoms at the most fundamental, basic level when they're coming at our food. It's a very dangerous precedent. Of course, it's all about the corporations. We're going to talk about what's going to happen with Obamacare. A lot of people are going to get surprised with some very large taxes this year because they haven't signed up for Obamacare. And I think there's three headlines on the Drudge Report that really kind of lay this out. You really shouldn't be surprised that the GOP did absolutely nothing about Obamacare, but rather funded it for another year. We shouldn't be surprised about that. Just think about these three headlines. Being uninsured in America will cost you more. New IRS rules are going to crack down on nonprofit hospitals. And Jeb Bush eases out of some businesses like a firm that was helped by Obamacare. Yeah, he cashed in big time on Obamacare. And so don't expect the Republicans who are making money out of this and the Republican corporations that are really making, not Republican corporations, but corporations that are running both the Republicans and the Democrats. Alex Jones has been talking about this. We've been talking about this here at InfoWars from the very beginning. It is nothing but a massive transfer of wealth from the American public to the corporations. They're going to force you to buy their products, And then you have people like Jeb Bush raking it in. They're not going to do anything to stop Obamacare. Mitt Romney's not going to do anything to stop it. He was working with Gruber to get it enforced in Massachusetts. That was the template for what we've got. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality, storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, December 30th, 2014. I'm David Knight, your host. We have joining us at the bottom of this hour, Joe Biggs is going to be talking to us about an email that came out from the stash of emails that WikiLeaks got about from Stratfor several years ago. This one regards a witch hunt that was being conducted by now CIA Director John Brennan at the time of Michael Hastings' death. We're going to talk to him about that because, you know, with this Sony interview, they've taken the art of propaganda, I think, to an all-new high. We see that this is a movie that the studio executives are talking about being desperately unfunny. It was going to be a flop unless they pulled it. Well, that's what they did. Once they stopped talking about all the silly star gossip, they talked about that for a couple of weeks, and they got a lot of headlines, got a lot of attention for the movie. Then they came up with this North Korea thing, which has now been thoroughly debunked by cybersecurity experts. They've even presented this to the FBI. The FBI is not convinced. We'll talk about that later as well. But when you look at how they're using this narrative, not only for their own personal profit, but how they're using it to sell the idea of assassination, how they're using it to propagandize the people of North Korea, of South Korea, and, of course, the people of America, telling us that it's now our patriotic duty to go see the interview, this silly little comedy. And a lot of people are singing God Bless America in the movie theater. I think that's one of the reasons that it made money for them. It had a very limited theatrical release, didn't make a lot of money by box office standards, but they did sell a lot in terms of direct-to-video release. So they're even looking at that as possibly a new way that they're going to release movies. Maybe they could always have some kind of a false flag intelligence attack with a movie. That always helps. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, but basically, this hour, we're going to have a special report from Alex Jones, a Real Goal special report, looking at the triviality of the culture. Of course, LeBron James, there's a lot of buzz about what he's going to do now. A few years ago, there was a lot of buzz about what he was going to be doing. And when Nico told me about this special report, my reaction was, he's a sports figure. He plays what sport? I don't know. I don't care. Alex Jones is going to talk about that. There's things that we really do need to care about, things that we really do need to understand what's behind it. So Joe Biggs is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour, and then after that, we're going to have that report from Alex Jones. We're also going to be joined by John Rappaport. He's going to be talking about the hidden agenda. He had an article about the hidden agenda of GMO this last week, and it was talking about essentially how they're using people to sell the non-GMO project. It's actually a marketing ploy by some of the grocers trying to use it to tell people, get people to shop with their chain as a marketing advantage, and still at the same time fighting mandatory labeling. Now, there's another way to fight this, and that is to stop it at the source. Because, as he points out in the article, if we're going to fight about the labeling, and we haven't been very successful at doing that because they have so much money, they've worked it out to a very fine science, I think. If you look at the early contests against the GMO labeling initiatives, they spent a lot of money. Now I think they've got it down to where they can consistently spend, outspend the opposition about 4 or 5 to 1. They can change public opinion that is like 90% in favor of knowing what's in their food. I mean, why wouldn't you want to know what's in your food, whether you think GMO is good for you or not? We have labels that tell us everything that's in our food. Why wouldn't we have that? So the public is overwhelmingly in favor of it until the industry starts their propaganda campaign, and then they're able to reverse that. The only place where that hasn't happened is on the small farming community level, where people really understand the issue and no amount of propaganda is going to dissuade them from that. In those areas, we've had very good effect. We just had that election in November, where the Hawaii overwhelmingly stopped GMO production in one county, and they had $8 million spent in this small local election, the most that's ever been spent on anything in the state of Hawaii, even statewide initiatives. Yet they still lost because the people understood what the issues were. So we're going to talk to John Rappaport about that. There's a story that's up on Infowars.com about Monsanto now trying to patent natural tomatoes. And they point out that we all know that they're patenting genetically modified organisms, but not everyone realizes, they say, that Monsanto tried to patent a tomato that has no biotech traits. Now the European Patent Office, with help from an international coalition called No Patents on Seeds, has revoked Monsanto's fraudulent patent, and they claim that tomatoes that are naturally resistant to a fungal disease called botrytis is the way you pronounce that. It's very similar, I think, to what's going on with CISPA, as that's being brought back, because that's being brought back in the name of patents. Okay? We're seeing a lot of abusive use of patents, and one way to fight GMO is to go to a different level. Don't let them pick where the battlefield is. Don't let them give you the phony choice of saying we want to have labels or no labels. And go directly to the source. Stop it at the production. I think the same thing needs to be done in the war on CISPA. They're going to bring it back this year for the third time. Obama's already talking about how we need to have intelligence sharing. And, of course, that's what the IS and CISPA stands for. It was the Cyber Intelligence Sharing Protection Act. Okay, so they're going to, when they talk about intelligence sharing, they want to know everything that you're doing and then also have the ability to immediately shut you down without due process if they think that you are or they claim that you're violating their copyrights. We need to take a look at copyrights in general. I think we need to go back and repeal these abusive copyrights, these overreaching copyrights. There's absolutely no reason why happy birthday should be patented for 100 years or longer. There's absolutely no reason why they should be allowed to patent movies and songs well after the lifespan of the individuals who created this work. I think there's a lot of abusive patents that are going on in the technical industries. We had billions of dollars being spent with tech companies who were essentially buying groups of patents and sharing them so they could do trivial things like view pictures on a computer. Believe it or not, people actually patented things like that. They didn't do any development work, hardware or software. They didn't run any programs. They didn't build anything. They just said, I have an idea that maybe someday people might want to look at pictures on a computer. Trivial things like that, they're allowed to patent that and keep it forever. And, of course, the big corporations, rather than trying to fight that, they use that to their advantage. They all got together, bought up a whole slew of these patents so they could basically create things, but that keeps the rest of us away from being able to do anything. And as they continue to do this in the entertainment business, in music, and other aspects, they're going to essentially, if they don't actually come in and shut the websites down by using CISPA, and just shutting it down without due process, they're going to be able to come in and essentially circumscribe what you can do to the extent that everybody is going to be pretty much handicapped as to what they are going to be able to show. So it's going to be a suppression of freedom of speech, freedom of expression, if we don't stop the copyright abuse. And I think that's one way to back these companies off. They're going to keep coming with these this legislation. They've come twice with CISPA. They're going to come a third time with it or call it something else. They've had SOPA, ACTA, PIPA. They just keep coming again and again and again. I think one way to push back on that is going to be to attack their patents. But we're going to be talking to John Rappaport in the third hour about the food issues that are coming up. Now, of course, one of the big issues of 2014, as everybody knows, is police brutality and the attitudes that are going on within the police, things that they're being taught about the public, things that they're being trained about from documentaries that are coming from Southern Poverty Law Center coming in and doing training of the different police forces. We saw this happen in Spokane, and that was blown, the whistle was blown on that by some of the Spokane police officers, and they shut that down in the sheriff's office there in Spokane Valley. But it's going on nationwide, the way they train them, but also the kinds of people that they hire, and also allowing them to get away with bullying behavior. Take a look at this video that just came out, and we'll talk about what this is about. This is a video that is an article that's on Infowars.com. Paul Joseph Watson wrote this. New York Police Department cops assault a YouTuber for dancing in the street. This is something that was part of a contest that Ellen DeGeneres had, and basically people would dance behind strangers, and this guy does this several times, and nothing happens until he does it to some cops. I want you to watch this. Okay, so this is a... He's jumping around behind people. This is for those of you who are just listening on the radio. Now, when he gets behind the cop, the cop is...
What's wrong with you? I'm just dancing. I'm sorry.
What the fuck
are
you doing behind?
I'm just... What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Okay. You saw that there. You know, as I point out, instead of just letting it go, he starts really getting agitated with him. And when he realizes that he can't drum up any charge, he gets brutal with the guy. He doesn't beat him like we've seen so many times. Instead, they throw him on the ground and tell him to go. Okay, let's kill that. So basically, he comes up to him. If you couldn't hear that, and those of you who are listening on the radio, you couldn't see it, but he says, "Are you effing kidding me? What's wrong with you?" said the cop. And he protests that he was just dancing, and he says, "Are you an effing a-hole?" And then after realizing that they couldn't arrest him, they just throw him on the ground and tell him to walk away. See, that's the kind of thuggish behavior that is causing problems with the police. And yet, here's a different story that we had about a week ago. We had a police officer. Here's a good cop, bad cop story. We have one police officer. They show up to a domestic dispute. There's about 10 people involved. And they pull a guy out, and one of the officers handcuffs him and then turns around and starts choking the guy and beating him. The fellow officer that was with him, the female officer, tried to get him to stop, and she got punched in the face, knocked out her bridge. Guess which cop the system supported? Not the good cop, the bad cop. The good cop is now...
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, December 29th, 2016. December 30th, 2014. Joining me in the studio is reporter Joe Biggs. And, of course, Joe Biggs first came to our attention after the death of Michael Hastings. We believed that it was an assassination, that it wasn't accidental. We didn't buy the official story that the car exploded on impact with a tree, and the engine, rather than being captured, was ejected at a right angle down the street. What was it, Joe, about 100 yards or something like that? I mean, an absurd distance. That right away told us that something was
up.
Fishy. And then as time went on, we learned that Michael Hastings was concerned about the FBI. He was telling other people, hey, I've got to disappear. I'm going to see you later. The FBI is on to me, and I've got somebody, I've got a big story that I'm working on. Now we have this email, which this is something that was part of the cache of emails that was captured some time ago by WikiLeaks, and it was 5 million emails. I'm thinking that this is an email perhaps that hadn't been correlated before to this incident, but here's the email that I wanted to talk to Joe about. This was an email that was written by Stratfor President Fred Burton, and it was Stratfor that they hacked the emails out of, and Stratfor is intimately involved with the CIA. And in this email, the Stratfor president said, Brennan is behind the witch hunts of investigative journalists learning information from inside Beltway sources. Note, there is a specific tasker from the White House to go after anyone printing materials negative to the Obama agenda. And he puts in parentheses, oh my. Even the FBI is shocked. The Wonder Boys must be in meltdown mode. What's your comments on that, Joe?
Scratch a lie, find a thief. You know, the more and more we're digging into stuff, the more and more we're finding out what's going on. We're going to find out who did this.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling deep down that we will find out who did this. And like we said before, you know, when I went to the funeral, I spoke to Michael's wife. You know, we knew that the story that he was working on was the CIA, John Brennan, the leader then at the time. And we knew, you know, when the email came out, it wasn't worded like anything that he would say. And the whole narrative of the story that they're trying to shove down people's throats, that this is an accident, is just few, far, and beyond. I mean, this is murder,
mm-hmm.
what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And this further proves that, you know, we're not tinfoil hat-wearing crazies,
yeah.
you know, on top of the already unusual circumstance of the car crash. You know, now we know that the CIA and Brennan are going after these guys for what
going after political enemies of the White House.
Yeah.
And he points out here, this is a guy, the president of Stratfor. They work with the CIA all the time. And he is amazed. He says, oh, my, they're going after all these people. And he goes, even the FBI is shocked. And he says they must be in meltdown mode. So they're very, very upset based on this. And he's talking about a witch hunt for any investigative journalist. That would be
that's perceived him. As hostile.
Yeah,
and that's the
exactly.
other part up here that's interesting, perceived as hostile. Now, we know right after the death, the FBI released a statement saying, hey, we had nothing to do with this, which was very weird. They don't ever make statements like that whatsoever. And then now we know after the Rolling Stone article about Bo Bergdahl that, in fact, he was being looked into for what they called controversial reporting. Now, is controversial reporting perceived as hostile?
Yeah.
Is that what they're saying? I mean, when you push the limits and you try to find the truth no matter what and you expose the corruption, are you going to be hit with a drone? Is your car going to blow up?
I think what it exposes is if you understand the history of Brennan, the guy who's now director of the CIA, remember that for quite some time, he was an apologist for the terror program, the Enhanced Interrogation Program. Obama wanted him initially for CIA director, but instead they brought him in another capacity. Somebody else was a CIA director for a while, but then he began to be the guy who put together the assassination kill list, as they called it, the disposition matrix. And that's just, first of all, it sounds like a movie, but it sounds exactly like the kind of euphemisms that these people come up with the stuff for the stuff that they do all the time. So he puts together this disposition matrix of people that they're going to kill without any due process and defends that process for Obama. So after defending and executing the torture program, after defending and executing the assassination program, he gets then promoted to the CIA. But meantime, he's out there on a witch hunt of investigative journalists. I mean, what would this guy not do I mean, is there any kind of moral limit to it?
He's another perfect puppet, just like Obama is. He's willing to bend his morals in any way. In fact, I mean, he doesn't even have any. But I thought it was really interesting what Rand Paul did. Right before Obama made him the head of the CIA, John Brennan, he went on and did a filibuster. And one of the things he was talking about, it says, no one politician should be allowed to judge the guilt. To change an individual, to judge the guilt of an individual, and to execute an individual. It goes against everything that we fundamentally believe in our country.
Absolutely. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Joe Biggs. We're going to talk a little bit more about what's behind this and what's going on with the CIA, creating movies, consulting with Sony to give a giant propaganda.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy citizen TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
What disaster is so powerful? It unleashes a chain of mass pandemics, economic meltdowns, and violent food riots, all at the same time. NASA has already set the countdown timer, and right now the 21st century apocalypse is less than 13 months away. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says 2/3 of U.S. population could perish. In a matter of seconds, the world as we know it will cease to exist. The world's economy will be wiped out. Mass riots will follow. Ancient diseases will reemerge. How will you shield yourself and your loved ones from this upcoming apocalypse? Go to darkestdays.info to find out proven methods of protecting yourself, your loved ones, and even your entire community when this worst-case scenario unravels. That's darkestdays.info. darkestdays.info. Go there before this life-saving information becomes unavailable to the large public. Go to darkestdays.info now.
The Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Wednesday, December 30th, 2014. And with me is Joe Biggs. And we've just been talking about this revelation about the mindset of the White House, the mindset of the CIA and John Brennan at the time of Michael Hastings' assassination. And you were just reading, as we went to break, Joe, the quote from Rand Paul talking about what a dangerous thing it is that we have something like an assassination drone strike kill list, what they call the disposition matrix, very cynically, I think, that we would have something like that in America. I mean, it just shows how far this country has fallen.
But they've given all the power to make that decision to one man, to John Brennan.
Yes.
And that's what he's talking about. No one man should have that kind of power to say who lives and who dies.
That's right.
Without...
Well, we have one man who has assumed that he has the power to do whatever he wants to, including taking us into war, and that's Obama and the White House. And anybody who criticized that, again, in this capacity, Brennan, the man who was intimately tied with the torture program under Bush, then tied to the assassination kill list program under Obama, then became the head of the CIA, that guy is on a witch hunt to get journalists. So when you have that, and the president of Stratfor is talking about how even the FBI is amazed. He said these guys, talking about the Wonder Boys, he's referring to the CIA, must be in meltdown mode. So that gives us an idea of what the motive was. Whenever you're looking at a crime, first of all, you rule out some things that are improbable. Okay, it was we immediately looked at this and said, well, it doesn't look like a typical car crash. Something is going on. Looks like this thing exploded, and then after it exploded, it just kind of rolled in and crashed into a tree because the deformation in that car was not major in the front. It hit the tree in the front. That would not cause the engine to be ejected. It would cause it to capture. And when you see a car catch on fire and blow up immediately, it's because there's been a massive eruption of the gas tank. The back of the car was not involved in that. And, of course, this is a brand new Mercedes. I think there was also another aspect of it, Joe, that we're going to see more and more of, and that is the car systems that are set up. And Mercedes has been on the forefront of this in terms of setting up safety features, but those safety features that are all run electronically can be hacked,
yep,
and they can be used to drive your car extremely fast. That was one of the things, going late at night, going over 100 miles an hour down this long straightaway, and then all of a sudden there's an explosion, and then the car crashes into a tree, apparently. None of that made any sense. So we start looking at this and saying, well, it looks like, and we didn't know anything about the mindset of the government at the time, but then all this other information surfaces that he's telling everybody he's got to get out of town. And now we see this from John Brennan and the fact that they're on a witch hunt for journalists that are critical of the White House.
Well, it's interesting, too, that former Bush National Counterterrorism Czar Richard Clark, you know, came out and said it's relatively easy to hack your way into the control system of a car. And to do such things is cause acceleration when the driver does not want acceleration, to throw on the brakes when the driver doesn't want the brakes on. You know, after denying he was a conspiracy guy, the former top U.S. counterterrorism official went on to say, in the case of Michael Hastings, what evidence is available publicly publicly is consistent with a cyber or a car cyber attack? So, like you said, when we start getting into these driverless cars,
yeah,
and it's completely ran off of a computer, that can be hacked.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're a controversial reporter out there pushing the limits and, you know, really digging into the government, is your car going to be hacked? Is it going to drive off a cliff, blow up? You know, it's all this technology is going to be our downfall.
Well, when you go back and look at the original CIA assassination manual that was done back in the 50s, it was leaked. Of course, their number one way to get rid of somebody, of course, is to make it look like an accident and a car accident. So that's going to make it very easy for them. Now, I want to kind of tie this in with the interview, because I tell you, I've been absolutely repulsed by what I've seen happen in just the last couple of weeks. It started out as silly gossip, and we got a report from Alex about LeBron James and how, as the country is melting down, we're preoccupied with entertainment trivia. And I'm looking at everything that came out of this initial Sony hack. And at first it was just gossip about stars. I could care less. And then they turned it into this phony North Korean situation.
Yeah, where they're saying that there's going to be these 9/11 style attacks on theaters who go out and promote or show the movie.
Exactly. And there was a great review that I came across that was from the Women's Desk on WBAI Radio. And they said, the interview, presidential assassination comedy as a free speech manifesto. Or is it U.S.-backed corporate terrorism under cinematic cover? Boy, that says it all. You know, because I said this is really like they've come up with a new genre of movies. Instead of a romantic comedy, a rom-com, you got a propaganda comedy. You know, you got a prop-com. Yeah. This is what she says, and this is very interesting. The sobering question presents itself. How much was this a script by committee or instead a consultation with the U.S. government about exploiting the film as cover?
to bring a foreign government down, which would then beg the question, when are legitimate claims of free speech and against censorship as issues forfeited as being bogus when a movie claims cultural entity status and corporate terrorism is initiated, when the studio heads huddle and strategize with the U.S. State Department, as is the case with the interview? We had emails leaked. Some of the emails that were leaked with this showed that they were talking to a RAND Corporation analyst, and he was saying, that's a pretty heavy assassination scene at the end of the movie, but we need to leave that in there because we need to plant this idea in the minds of people in North Korea, and that's going to eventually travel into South Korea, and that's going to eventually make its way into North Korea. We need to plant that idea in people's minds because that's the only way we're going to get rid of this regime that we want to get rid of. So they're selling assassination to people. At the same time, they're trying to convince us, like in the case of Michael Hastings, they would never assassinate anybody.
Yeah.
Just absolutely amazing. And
but at the same time, they also made so many theaters in America cower.
Yeah.
And say, oh my God, you know, what if North Korea comes in and attacks us all? You know, we need you guys to step in. You know, the president's coming in and talking about a movie. Then you have a huge Hollywood official. You know, you've got George Clooney coming in and speaking about the matter. Mm-hmm. I mean, this whole thing was a plan from the get-go.
Well, it was kind of the Streisand effect. You know, they basically said, oh, okay, we're going to cave in. We're going to pull this in. The people are clamoring for them to put it in the studio. They do put it back in the studios, but they also release it in a different way. They say that they're very happy. They made $18 million in their opening weekend. They've got moviegoers that are on their feet singing God Bless America in Atlanta. I mean, it's absolutely insane.
I was reading people's tweets, and they said that it was their patriotic duty as Americans to go out and purchase that.
See, and I don't think anybody would have gone to see this. As they said in the other emails, they said it's desperately unfunny.
It's horrible.
It's going to be a flop if we don't pull it. So they pulled it, made a big issue out of it, put it back in there. Here's another film review real quick. Quickly, an excerpt from it says, a film of monumental stupidity. If the RAND Corporation served as a consultant, it's no wonder American imperialism is messing up everywhere. But, you know, the interesting thing about Sony is they've got a long history of not only fake head fakes. They had a film critic called David Manning in the early 2000s, from about 2001 to about 2005. People found out that they had created this fake critic operating out of Connecticut, and they had to pay damages to people. They had like a couple $1 million that they had to pay out to people who said that they went to movies that were bad because they read this fake review. But it really embarrassed them. It caused some of their executives to get fired. But that's the kind of company it is. You know, they will create a fake critic to push this stuff out. They'll create a movie to push an assassination agenda for the CIA. They were one of the first ones to go out and put DRM software in CDs, and they busted a bunch of computers. They had to pay a lot of damages to people there. They opened up exploitations inside people's IBM PCs. They had to Microsoft Windows. They basically had to pay a lot of damages for that. So they've been in this digital rights copyright issue for a very long time, and that all ties together with the renewal for CISPA, because that's the next push. That's what's coming in the new year, is this push for CISPA in the name of copyright protection. We've already seen back in the mid-2000s how they ruined people's computers with this DRM software management. Now they want to come after the internet, all in the name of copyright protection. Same company.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because they were able to kill quite a few birds with one stone. They were able to help pull a failing Sony Pictures out of the, you know, pull that out of the water. Also,
film,
to freely promote their movie. They didn't have to pay for any kind of advertising whatsoever because this was on every mainstream media outlet. And like I said, you had the president coming out and speaking about this. These guys were able to get rid of an executive, or they're going to be able to get rid of that executive based off of those hacked emails.
Yeah.
You know, when the whole story came out, we're sitting there going, there's no way North Korea has the capability to do this. Now, they do have the capability to hire someone on the outside to possibly do it. And we've heard that, you know, they actually had an inside person who did this.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're able to take, like you said, this horrible film and make money off of it and bail themselves out in that aspect. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, how many other movies are we gonna have to see this happen to?
We reported on this about a week ago. It was actually last Friday. Hack on Sony. FBI still blames North Korea despite experts' evidence. We've had cyber experts go in and analyze this and talk about how it wasn't North Korea, but it was definitely an inside job. They presented the case to the FBI, and just like the situation with Michael Hastings, no matter how much evidence you present, no matter how ridiculous the story that they're trying to sell people, that's their lie. and they're going to stick to it.
They are.
And it was an ingenious marketing campaign. Mm-hmm. It was an ingenious marketing campaign for the movie. It was an ingenious marketing campaign for the CIA's policies of assassination. And it's an ingenious marketing campaign for this new CISPA act that they're going to try to push on us.
Well, that's the first time that they've ever opened a movie and streamed it live on the internet like that.
Yeah.
The first time in history that that's happened. Yeah. So that's another little boost they get with that as well. Like you said, this was out of this world genius marketing.
Absolutely.
And that's all it is.
And, of course, it shows just how trivial everything is, how people got focused. They were completely able to take the American public's attention and make them think that they were standing up for free speech to go watch this movie. They clearly don't understand and won't listen to any of the emails that are about the RAND Corporation or the State Department or the CIA. All they want to look at is the emails about Angelina Jolie or whatever. And they completely swallow this phony cultural narrative that they're feeding them, which makes me very concerned about the next step, which is CISPA. And but going back to this phony social narrative that they're trying to feed everybody, take a look at this report that we have from Alex Jones talking about the very same issue about 4 years ago with LeBron James.
Societies don't change. Whether it was the Roman Empire or Nazi Germany, the population is obsessed with sports and petty celebrities. And the United States is no different. MSNBC, the New York Times, they're all reporting that we are going into a depression, one of the greatest depressions in world history. And our decadent, slob-like public, and that's not everyone, but large percentages of the public, could care less. They're not involved in their communities. We've got 46 states on the verge of bankruptcy. The government's raising taxes on every level. The border with Mexico is collapsing. Mexico has collapsed. And the public doesn't care because the media has set the agenda. And they tell you to care about LeBron James and his decision. And he's playing into it and he's going to announce his stupid decision. It doesn't matter what basketball team he goes to. This is a distraction by design. We have the governor of the state he's currently living in a bizarre We Are LeBron, We Are the World literal worship fest with hundreds of celebrities. This is sickening.
We're LeBron. We really need you. No bigger heart is gonna love you.
Imagine the Ohio governor begging and pleading on television and serenading LeBron James with hundreds of other celebrities when Ohio is one of the states slated to go completely bankrupt. We're going into a depression. They're about to launch World War III with Iran openly. Fox News is reporting as if it's a good thing in New York State and Illinois that troops have helped arrest thousands of citizens and are doing gun sweeps in people's homes and searching people's cars. We're going in to martial law. Offshore banks have overthrown the U.S. They've stolen tens of trillions of dollars, like we're some third world country they're looting. Everything's going to hell in a handbasket. So if you want to know why your children have no future, if you want to know why you're bankrupt, if you want to know why you're in debt, if you want to know why you have no future and have lost your job or are getting your pay cut, it's because your priorities are wrong. It's because you let that idiot box, the television, program you since the days that your mother and father set you in front of the TV for 12 hours a day in your crap-filled diapers. It's not too late to admit we're a sick, decadent, degenerate society crumbling. We are Rome. It's 4:10. We're about to collapse, ladies and gentlemen. I know you won't know. You know about LeBron James. You don't know 4:10 is when Rome completely fell to Alaric, the Visigoth leader. You better learn history. This is dangerous. Don't say you weren't warned. The globalist engineers, the globalist social engineers look at you and how pathetic you are and how the whole world is waiting to see where LeBron James goes. The social controllers look at you and see how you're obsessed with LeBron James. And they decide, we got a bunch of schmucks. We've got a bunch of idiots. We got a bunch of morons right where we want them. Let's destroy their society. Let's loot it. Let's pass carbon taxes. Let's expand NAFTA and GATT. Let's announce an end to the dollar as the global reserve currency. Do you know what that means? We've already lost almost all our industry.
We're already in a depression. When they get rid of the dollar as the world reserve currency, your life, as you know it, is officially over. You're going to be a third world slave like they are in Mexico or Nigeria. And you know what? Those people down there at least know why they're slaves. You are so stupid and so focused on crap, you'll probably still be talking about Lindsay Lohan when you're living as a homeless person on the street. My friends, we've got to set our priorities and set them now. Liberty or tyranny? You've got to wake up and decide what is important to you. Saving our republic, stopping the globalist takeover, or knowing all the mindless trivia about LeBron James and Lindsay Lohan. There isn't much more time. I'm begging you to ask yourselves to look in the mirror and really realize how sick this is. It's not bad to like a basketball game, but it is mentally ill and sick to buy into this manufactured hype and to have government officials that should be working for the people sitting there in these disgusting media spectacles worshiping somebody. Our role models, our icons, the people that our children look up to and model themselves after are not inventors and scientists and trailblazers anymore. That's why America's gone from the greatest to the most pathetic in every statistical analysis you look at. And it's only getting worse. We still got a lot of great people in this country. But with Pete Rose and LeBron James and Michael Vick being our heroes, we're a joke. We're clowns. They've taken our heroes and our role models away. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been warned. And this whole LeBron James decision means absolutely nothing. This obsession with petty issues of little or no significance is the modern version of bread and circus. It is the opiate of the masses, and it's why we are dumbed down slaves with no future if we don't wake up. You have been warned.
LeBron came with a big time focus.
LeBron James.
On LeBron.
I asked LeBron if the focus has reached a new high.
Well, things don't really change, do they? That was 4 years ago, and now LeBron James is back in the news. We've just had a big dust up about a silly little movie, and of course, the American public didn't realize how they're being played by the RAND Corporation, by the CIA, how the government is using this to push forward a narrative of control in the name of copyright protection. They're going to control the internet by shutting it down. We're going to come right back with some news. We're also going to take your calls at 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Stay with us. We've got a lot of news. Second Amendment, they're suggesting it's stupid and we need to get rid of it. That's why you got to worry about a CONCON, a constitutional convention. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be taking your calls in the next segment. That number is 800-259-9231. I want to go over some news that's up on the site real quickly. We've got an article that I alluded to at the end of the last segment. College professor says, repeal the, quote, stupid Second Amendment. And it's not just one, of course. We've got multiple ones in this story. And it's also a story about Common Core and how they're doctrinating our children with that. Now, we've got a lecturer at Portland State University basically saying, repeal the Second Amendment, it's stupid, surround it, grab it, bring it to the back room, pull down the shades and end it. Okay, petition for it, get it on the ballot, get it done by enough of the U.S. populace, by enough people in enough states to get it consigned to the dustbin of history. You think he really hates it? I think he really hates the Second Amendment. Listen, that's the danger of a constitutional convention, trying to strengthen the Constitution by changing it. You're going to have things like that happen. And it doesn't do any good to change the wording of law when it's ignored now by our government. They ignore the Constitution that they swear allegiance to. They could care less, really, what it says. It'll only make things worse. You can make the language stronger, but the problem is the people that are there. The problem is even broader than that. It's the amount of power and money that is concentrated in Washington, Inc., and that Washington Incorporated is going to continue to draw corporations to it, ruthless people who want that power, corporations who want that money. That's the problem, is the black hole that is in Washington, that power. I don't think it can be changed, certainly not by wording on a piece of paper, because they don't pay any attention to the law. It's not going to be changed unless we circumscribe it, unless we shut it down from the outside. And that means exercising the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, using state power, using state nullification, using jury nullification to shut down these invalid laws. They go on. This is from a Texas A&M University School of Law professor who asked, why do we have such an allegiance to the Constitution that was driven by 18th century concerns? See, when you've got a law professor that questions why we have an allegiance to the Constitution, that's the one, that's the kind of person who is teaching lawyers. That's how deep we are. But it starts even before they get into law school. They start propagandizing people in much lower grades. And this is the issue of Common Core. In the article, Kit Daniels points out sixth graders at the Bryant School District in Arkansas were given an assignment last year to revise the outdated Bill of Rights by deleting and replacing two amendments using the War on Terror and the Patriot Act as a guide. That's very telling because, you know, the War on Terror, the War on Drugs, the Patriot Act have replaced the Constitution. So what they're trying to do is get the kids to think, and this is a Rand Corporation technique, get them to think that it was their idea to change this. You come in with something that is unconstitutional and say, we have these transcendent principles, like now the Patriot Act is a transcendent principle that supersedes the Constitution. Everything is classified. That's the highest veneration we can give to anything. Remember the story that came up yesterday on Infowars.com? About how they're going to start going through the sewage of localities so they can test in real time whether or not people are using drugs. They're going to test our poop to see if there's illegal drugs in our poop. And Alex pointed out, I'd never heard this story before. Back in 2006, Wayne Madsen wrote an article about Bush's trip to Austria and how they flew in a special toilet so they could capture all of his excrement and send it back. You see, if you're going to worship the state in America, you make something national security. That's the highest form of veneration that you can do. So they made his excrement an issue of national security. That's the kind of deep doo-doo that we're in here. We're going to take your calls right after we come back from the break. And, of course, there's a lot of surprises coming up for us in this new year. There's something in Austin that you won't believe that they're going to do to us, but it's probably headed to your area as well because they always roll these things out nationwide. Stay with us, and I'll tell you what it's about. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.